Asthma is a chronic disease that often requires daily medical treatment, which, as with any chronic illness, can be a chore. Writer Marcos McPeak-Viator understands what it's like to feel that burden and to get over it.
This past year, I was diagnosed with manic depression. I'm much better now, in great part because of my family and a strong network of friends. But I must not forget to mention those new buddies of mine, meds. I now swallow 7 to 10 pills a day, depending upon the lithium levels in my blood and my sleep patterns. I went from being a guy who popped an aspirin every blue moon for a pulled muscle to carrying around a well-stocked little gray pill box. When I first started taking the medicines, I felt like a failure, a wimp, a loser who couldn't make it through the world without the crutch of pharmaceuticals. But Raul helped set me straight. He runs a pawn shop in my neighborhood. I've not bought much there, but it's always fun to pop in and talk with Raul, watch how he makes deals and sells used lawnmowers, beat-up guitars, and old car radios. He's a nice guy, good-looking, with thick black hair and mustache. No doubt burly in his youth. Still, you can tell by the labored way he walks that he suffers from something. We drank coffee together one afternoon. He asked how I was doing. I filled him in on my sickness, and he was very compassionate. "I'm really sorry you're suffering from that," he said, and I could see in his brown eyes that he really understood. I chuckled low, referring to the pain-in-the-butt 7-pills-a-day diet. And then I noticed it. For all the time he and I had been talking, Raul had not moved in his chair, not once. He couldn't move his legs. "Oh, it happens sometimes," he said. "The Parkinson's, you know." He thought he needed to have his meds adjusted. They weren't kicking in as they should. I asked how much medication he had to take. 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, dinner 5. Early in the morning, gotta take 3 of another. Of course, can't take it on an empty stomach, but can't take it with protein either. By the time Raul had finished, I counted about 2 dozen pills a day. Now, I'm not one who likes to compare lives, to say, if you're feeling bad, just remember others have it worse. I think that's faulty philosophy. But here was Raul, another man like myself who relied on pills to make it through each day, and who lived each day ready and happy to do business with another customer. I don't complain about taking all my pills anymore. They help me negotiate with each day. And I love the business of living.
Marcos McPeak-Viatoro is a writer living in Van Nuys, California.